And welcome to our conversation with the candidate joining us, Linda Williamson, the incumbent for the Boone City Council at large. Thanks for taking time to come and visit.
You bet. Well, thanks for inviting me.
I can get the right microphone for you there. There we go.
Okay, so now you can even hear me.
Yes, you got everything going on right now. Linda's seeking re-election once again. You've done one full term?
I have done one full term. I decided, I really had to think about whether I wanted to run again. I find it is a big time commitment. It really is, and I put a lot of time into it. I'm on three committees, which are very active committees right now, the Economic Development, the Policy Administration, and the Arts Advisory. So, all of those take, even when you just look at, there's just two meetings a month, there ends up being many, many more because of the budget meetings and some of the other things. But I really did have to think about it and decided, I want to finish or help pull through some of the projects we have. So we have so many activities and events and development going on right now that I think it's vital to stay with it and try and help some of those follow through.
Mm-hmm. A little bit about your background, everybody, if they don't know, resident of Boone now, and Dave?
My husband, yes, he's also a resident of Boone with me. Yeah. He's an artist, he's a sculptor. And so he's actively working on a project right now for the Ogden Park for the veterans. And my background is I'm a psychologist and actually worked in the schools for about 30 years, over 30 years. I worked for one of the AEAs. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of watching the whole situation with the AEAs with trepidation. Yeah. We really provided a lot of great services for kids. So that's a whole nother area. But I did work as a psychologist for 30 years. I've taught out at DMAC. I've just done a variety of things. But right now I'm kind of working, helping out the community. I really believe in Boone.
So running for you is like public service.
It is. It is. I really support Boone. When I ran the first time, it was interesting. People would make the comment that say, this is just Boone. This is good enough. And I know I was active with the Y and I was on the board there, the president. And they would say, we get the hand-me-downs. And that's just the way it's always been. And I have always said, I don't agree with that. There's no reason why we shouldn't have really nice parks and why we shouldn't be fixing up the streets. And I just felt that was really a poor excuse, that we all needed to step up and get things done. So here I am.
I haven't asked others this, but for you personally, very strong supporter of the Main Street designation.
I am. I was actively involved in the whole Downtown Boone Development Committee, and we spent several years pursuing that. We did a lot of visits into different communities that were Main Street communities, and we would meet with their Main Street teams and get ideas, find out how they were getting things accomplished, what were the challenges. So we toured a lot of communities, just really, really actively involved in the whole Main Street project, and I think it's a great step for Boone. The other thing that I think we have to realize is that it's a process. You know, the towns we went to, they'd been in Main Street for 8, 10, 12 years, like Jefferson, which has done so much with their Main Street projects. But they've been in it for, I think, a decade. So Main Street is a really good development because it allows us to qualify for more funding, more assistance from the state, but it also is a process. And so every year, it kind of, you take on a couple things to get done.
I know the one thing is like Main Street, and I know there was a lot of support on the council on it, because it does require some public funds. It does require, obviously, private funds and, again, the public support for it. It's a combination.
It does. And one of the things that I think is a challenge for some of the Main Street communities is getting the volunteers that it takes to pull these things off, because they talk about how you need, it isn't just this small group that gets things mm-hmm. done. You really need the community behind you getting these projects done. And Main Street is all about that historic renovation of your downtown mm-hmm. area. And so it's really a good fit for Boone, because we have a lot of beautiful older buildings that fit into that.
And having been or are currently on the Economic Development Committee, that's one of the things. A lot of the downtown BDIF funds people hear about, things like that.
So. That committee has been very active and generating a lot of grants and funds out for these BDIF projects. Mm-hmm. So it's really good. It's the start of getting some of the downtown businesses, giving them some backup so that they can make improvements.
Well, what are some of the top issues that you look at coming up here for council over the next couple of years? You mentioned obviously finishing a lot of the projects, a lot of the things that are going on.
Thanks for asking. You know I've got priorities.
Yes, I do.
my priorities are, you know, one of the main ones is really promote the growth of Boone. I have been told, and we know that our population has really remained the same for about the last 100 years.
Something like that. Yeah.
And so it's always within that 12,000 people range, give or take a few. And it's really time to see some growth and development in Boone. And we are really working on a lot of projects that are going to make major development mm-hmm. changes in Boone. So one of them is really promoting that growth and that development. I'm also a strong proponent of the housing. Mm-hmm. And we've had two major studies of our housing in Boone in the last couple of years. And they did point out that we are limited on housing in two different areas. And one is for individuals that have an income in the lower, and they put that at $25,000 and less. And then we also have a housing shortage for houses that their income is $100,000 and more. And so we really have some areas that they're saying, if we don't have the housing here, people will move to Ames, Gilbert, or a surrounding area. And I think that's one of the things that I have really been pushing, and our council is really good at looking for housing development right now, so that when all of the DAISY mm-hmm. project is up and going with around, maybe 250 employees once it's up and going, they will either move to Boone if we have housing, or they will have to find housing in our surrounding mm-hmm. communities. So it's really a vital time that we do get our housing stock built up. And I think we're working on that real well right now.
I think one of the things I noted out of that is we have an old stock. I mean, our stock is older than a lot of them.
That's what they said, is a lot of our housing, they're older buildings, older sites. And the city's even doing that, where we're providing funds for people to fix up those. Mm-hmm. But they have told us that if our population gets up to about 14,000, which is kind of a reasonable projection that the studies have shown, that we would need around 660 new housing units. So we already in the works, I think we have, it's over 300 that right now we have in seven major developments going on. So we really are addressing that, rather than getting caught at the end where we go, we don't have enough housing mm-hmm. for these new jobs that we're bringing people in for.
And I know one of the challenges, again, the process, economic development gets involved with that, but we've got a lot of rental properties, and we'll have some more that'll be coming online. But the single-family homes and what they always call affordable, and it depends who you ask what they think affordable is, but affordable housing, single-family homes that some sort of a development with 2-3-bedroom ranch-style homes, something like that.
Right. We need that. And I'm not going to spend much time on this, but I do want to just share because I think people, it's hard to realize all the things we have going. And we have seven currently really major housing projects going on. And I'm just going to mention them because, so you kind of get an idea of the variety of what we have going on. But we have the villas at Fox Point, and that's out on 22nd. And that's got 40 family housing units and 30 senior units. We've got Kate's Landing, which is out on West Park and Marion. That's got 128 apartments. We have Prairie Place, and that's the one I always say is across from McDonald's.
Yeah.
And that's townhomes and apartments. We have Capstone at Lincoln Flats and a Capstone at Page Flats. Both of those are higher end apartments. And we have 8th and Ringgold, which are duplexes, and Oak Park, which is really going to fit into that higher income range that our housing study has said we need. So we have a lot of housing going on, and that's really one of my one of my main priorities is really encouraging that development so we have that.
Well, we've got a lot of other things that are going on as well, and I know one of the things being on the council, you got six, seven council members. You don't always agree.
That's true, but that's why we're there.
Again, different opinions, different things like that. I want to go to the firefighter thing because you're chairing policy administration, and I don't know if people understand. I know the bargaining unit for the fire department had come to you, late last year, I think it was, maybe, requesting an extension in their residential area, going out 30 miles. And I think probably the chief was a little nervous about that.
And we did suggest that compromise of getting it where it was not 30 miles out, but a little bit farther, a little bit more within the range. And part of that is they're finding it's challenging to fill positions when people have to be within the city limits and, and close and maybe 10 miles out, but it's limiting that. And so part of the, I guess, part of what I was trying to consider is also when we have the DAISY production plant up, we're going to have more demands on our services. Our fire department, our police department, if our population grows to 14,000, we know that they will be busier. And so I think we're trying to look at that and making sure that we're working with them, but yet we have to be reasonable in that they're close enough they can handle emergencies also.
I know the first time the committee wasn't all supportive of 30 miles, but then they came back, asked for 20 miles, and the committee did bring that to the council. They said, this is what we're recommending.
Yes, we did.
And of course, we know it didn't quite pass, which generated all kinds of things. again, something that still can be looked at.
It is, and you know, I think we have to. I guess it is finding that compromise between what the departments need and what the city can provide. And I know I was just looking at our finances, and you know we. The major part of our general fund goes for police and fire, our fire departments. So we want to work well with them. We want to definitely provide what they resources they need, the manpower they need. But we also have to consider what we think is the best fit for the city. And these aren't always easy decisions, I will say.
And these are things that we know are going to be coming up in budget time.
You bet.
It obviously is going to be some of those. How can we do that? How can we afford it?
Right. Do we need more personnel? Do we? Right. All of those questions that we will have to deal with.
A lot to do there. And on the police side, too. We can't forget that because the police department, obviously, I mean, they...
And they're juggling. You know, they've got some that are on medical leave. They have some that are doing military. And we just brought...
Got Kale in there now. So
yes. Yeah. But you know, part of that is, and I just also, first of all, look at what our department heads say because to me they're in the trenches. They know what the department needs, and then we have to look at that compared to what the budget can handle, and try and find the right fit.
Same, well, there's a lot of others that are going on there, too. We did talk about housing. I did want to let you talk about that, too. And then we did talk about fire department. So some of the things this week that came up, again, we'll just talk about the council meeting itself. Big street project. And again, I know some people would love to have all the streets done. Sorry, can't afford that. But we do have a pretty substantial one that's coming up. And over the last couple of years, and you've been a part of this, where we really haven't had to borrow money because you've taken funding out of 2 years as a rule and used that to do the mill and overlay rather than do the total reconstruction of a street if you don't have to. And we're starting to make some progress there, but it's going to take time.
It does take time. And you know, we depend on Waylon a lot to look at what, you know, he ranks priority on what streets, what areas really need to be fixed first, because there are many, many that we could. And I know that's one of the concerns that I hear from people is, why don't we fix up our streets? And we were, I guess I was told, we have about 140 miles of streets within the city. Mm-hmm. So it's not possible to fix up everything that needs fixing right that year. And I think that's where then we have to rely on our people that do that work, Waylon, and people that work on the streets, mm-hmm. and say, these need to be done first. These are priority. And that's really how we can do it, is kind of take care of those. And I know when things come up, even during the year, they are out there and fixing and getting on it right then. I can remember the one evening a couple of years ago, it was Saturday night. It was cold. It was kind of winter. And I looked out and there was the street crew out down the block, digging up the street, doing something. I mean, so I always feel that, you know, the people that do the job, they know what needs to be done the best. And then my job, I guess, as I see as a council member, is I make sure that we hopefully can get them the resources, the funding, the equipment they need, the manpower to do those jobs and do them well.
They do a process where I think they have the DOT come in and do the testing on the roads, and then they kind of prioritize structurally. But there are others that just truly they know. Obviously, First Street is heavy traffic, and this would have to be done. And they're staging this so that it will be not during the school year, so you're not going to have buses back and forth.
It is, and I think, you can correct me on this if I'm not, but I think the downtown area that we did was $1 million, mm-hmm. and that was just a couple of years ago. So, you know, these projects are major projects, and there's always a few more to be done. So we do some every year and do what we can do.
And we know the downtown one actually got bumped up because of the application for Main Street. It was one of the things you wanted to do.
To help us get that application approved that we did, yes.
Well, we've got a lot of things that are going on with that. Street projects, obviously. And I know that they do have some dollars where they do small repairs or do things. Occasionally, they get an intersection that they will do separately. And again, it's just hard to do, just like a mile of mill and overlay is $1 million, roughly.
Right. So. Well, didn't Waylon just say they were doing like 19 intersections?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, so they're...
That's your water, your stormwater infrastructure as well.
Yeah.
Goes in there. So we do have, obviously, with Daisy coming in, a lot of things happening there. Again, one of the streets that'll be done, but this is 80% state money, the RISE grant coming there. Council did go ahead and approve the 1.275 million for their portion of that. But again, that new road, but let's talk Daisy, because we know it's going to be coming online. We know that things are building up. And now we're starting on our infrastructure to see some of those portions of that project that are going to be directed towards Daisy.
And I think the important part to kind of remember on that is not all of this is being done just for the Daisy plant. We had these needs before. Some of them have maybe been bumped up a little quicker, mm-hmm. but we would like to develop that area out there more than just Daisy. So there was a need for a lot of that infrastructure that we're doing.
Again, we know the lift station out there was one upsized for Daisy or for that particular area.
Right.
That was going to be done anyway.
Right. But Daisy is supposed to be operational in, what, 28 to 29?
Late 28.
And they're working out there already. We see it as we go by.
The one thing I know that as the council took a look at this project, you know that they when they come on, they are going to be a big water and sewer user. They're going to be paying a big chunk of that bill. But you might have a gap in between there where you might have to come up with a plan to cover some of those costs.
We do. It's kind of what you call an investment, you know, in what needs to be done. But they our projections are that once they're up and going, there will be $4 to $6 million in water and sewer fees that are coming in. So, you know, it is that investment that you have to put some money in to make it happen. And then in a few years, we will see the returns of what the difference it will make. And it will make a difference for, I think, Boone in many, many ways. You know, they're talking a couple hundred of, and they always say high quality jobs. So these are really well paid jobs that it's going to bring into our community. It will take maybe somewhere around 1,800 construction workers just to build this plant. That's a lot of people coming into our town. Hopefully, we've got the restaurants, we've got the hotels or the short-term stay facilities that can handle them. And, you know, we just had a hotel study done along with these housing studies. And our hotel study said we really could use another hotel in Boone, that we are losing. People are having to go to neighboring for events. They said for all the events, we don't have the space we need. And so they had made some recommendations on kind of the size of a hotel that we could support and some suggestions there. So we're also looking at that and trying to get ready for who would know? We have a need for more for that short term.
So on the economic development side, again, because people are going to go, well, what's the city going to invest in? No, the city will not, but you will find somebody that would like to invest in Boone.
Correct. That's, and we already have, several that are interested in coming and doing that. And they also do their homework and look to see what we can support. And in that proximity of how many people that would draw in, how many rooms that we could handle. So all of that, a lot of our decisions, it's like our housing, we look at studies. I mean, we've got
Let them know.
To make these decisions, you know. So we aren't just coming up with the things that we think we'd like, but we're really looking at what these assessments show. This is what Boone will need to grow in the future. And that's really that's what I'm excited about, is really seeing the growth and development that we've got going on.
We've had a couple of controversial things
Are you going to talk about chickens?
Well, I'm going to talk about nuisance abatements, but chickens, lawns, you know, people come up and they'll ask. And, you know, we have some people support it, some people don't support it. Let's go first of all with the lawns, because that's been the most recent one, the length of the lawns and stuff like that.
But I think we've taken care of that. I mean, in that we are now putting a note on the door that gives them, is it 72 hours?
Yeah,
somewhere, you know, where they've got a couple days time notice in order to get their lawn mowed or have someone mow it. So we're putting that note on their door so that they will have that information and can handle it. And this really is part of what? If you live within the city limits, if you live in town, it's only, I guess, it looks good if your lawn is mowed and keeps your neighbors happy. That's just part of being in town.
Yeah. Well, you know, most of the complaints are, it's not going out and finding them. It's calls, people complaining about.
And then if they need to point it out, and we have someone on staff that goes out and checks and measures the length of the lawn.
As a council member, you'd prefer not to have to hire a contractor to do that?
I would. That's true.
I know. We just like to
Right.
Take care of your lawn.
I was going to say, but everyone, the neighbors all appreciate it if everybody kind of keeps their lawns to a reasonable
Way. Chickens are coming back again. You know that.
Well, I've said I spent more time on chickens than I think any other topic. I don't know if it's popular or not, but I still don't think this is the right time to bring a lot more chickens into town. We have at Calhoun County, the flu is there again, as in some other sites. So I think, I assume that within a few years, there'll be a way that's handled. It'll be treated and it won't crop up again. And then it won't be such an issue. But right now, I just don't think it's a good time.
Well, we do have, a few other things. I know one thing that I wanted to ask you, because I know you've tried a couple of different ways to get information out. People always say transparency. You put out a lot of information. You've done this in the past. You've tried to do, information sheets for people. Here's what we talked about, things like that. Mm-hmm. And it just, do they pay attention? That's the question.
I think we do a good job of being transparent. And, I invite anybody to come to the meetings. We have an opportunity for them to voice their concerns. We're there to listen. I always say, I've always said, I don't know if somebody doesn't share a concern or a problem with me, I don't know that it needs to be fixed unless I know that the problem really exists. And so I think it's also important that people, if they have a concern, to contact someone within the city, the city manager or one of the council members, so we can check into that and address it. I think we all should be transparent in this job. I'm doing the job for the citizens at Boone. I'm not doing it for myself. I know I get paid, but
it's more than being a school board member. I'll say that
there's a lot to learn, and there's a lot to running a city, and I think that's we're fortunate. I believe we've got really good people that work for the city, and they put in a lot of hours, and I think that's, I really appreciate them.
You really depend a lot on your department heads to...
Oh, I do. There's so much information. There's no way I could know everything I needed to know about the roads and what a treatment plant. That's why you hire good people, is that's their job, is to know that information and be able to share what information we need to know.
Did you learn more about water and sewers than you ever thought you would?
It's still going on.
There's a lot. A lot of things happening there. And we have a lot of big projects that'll be coming up.
We do have a lot of projects going on. We had that review Monday night, and they were talking about our financial position. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also something the people around the table, the council and our city manager and everybody that works for the city, we can take great pride that we got a glowing report on our financial state. Mm-hmm. And, they talked about our bonding capacity and how fiscally sound we are, mm-hmm. and what good shape we're in. And I think that's something to really be proud of.
Well, we got a lot of things happening. Of course, the election will be coming up.
Yes.
So first, if people want to visit, find out more, visit with you, talk about different issues, how can they go about that? What's the easy way?
They can text me, they can email me, they can call me.
Okay.
I'm really Facebook. I'm not there too much.
Well, that goes off sometimes. Anyway, but those are, again, the easy ways for a lot of people to make contact with you. Linda Williamson, the incumbent in our city council at large position, I appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us. Final note?
We covered a lot. There's just a lot going on, and I think this is a exciting time for Boone. I really believe in all the things we have going on, and it's going to just keep getting better.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.